Welcome to Epilogues, an unpacking of the weekly Haftarah. You're listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. Today we're going to be looking at the Haftarah for Parshas Va'es Chanan, which is famously called Shabbos Nachamu as a function of the words that begin this Haftarah. Our Haftarah is found in Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Chavav. The topic is a topic of consolation. This is the first of seven Haftarahs of Nachemta, of comfort. It starts with the word Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, comfort, be comforted, my people, Yomar Elokeichem, says your God. And he speaks to the people, and he tells them to speak to the heart of Yerushalayim, Al Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, V'kiru Aleha, Ki Molot Tzava'a, Ki Nirtza Avona, the sin of Jerusalem has been atoned, and Ki Lokchom Yad Hashem, Ki Flayim B'chol Chatoseha, because double amount of sins has been taken. And then he describes how the word Panu Derech Hashem, open the way for this pathway of God, a straight pathway, Mesila Lelokeinu, because Kol Ger Yinose, any valley will be lifted, Kol Har V'Gva'a Yishpolu, and any of the mountains will be flattened to make way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor as he returns to Zion. This is a very powerful description of here. Who is he speaking to? Rashi says this is the prophet speaking to the people of Israel. It's personified through Jerusalem, so it's speaking to Yerushalayim, it sounds like, but it's really the people who are getting the comfort over here. When is this happening? It's worthwhile noting that there's a very famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two modalities of bringing Geula. One is what's called Be'ita, at its time, and the other one is Achi Shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it early based on Sukkim later on in Sefer Yeshayahu. What is interesting is that the Tzidkus HaTzadik Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin makes a comment in the second section in Ma'amar Nun that there's two modalities of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the Bria in the creation, not just national salvation, but even personal salvation in our own lives. We're looking for small salvations. And the one is Be'ita. Be'ita is when we're at a stage of acute pain, a stage of immediate need, where we desperately need something. That's Be'ita, where Hashem has to intervene in something which is very terrible. But there's Achishana, is when we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help before we reach that stage, where we don't need the acute pain yet, where we're not yet in a state of desperation. That's Achishana. And that's what's being described over here, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to respond to this, but there are ways to get there before even hitting this point as well. What does it mean that at the beginning of our Haftarah, where it describes that Yerushalayim has double sins, Kiflayim b'chol chatoseh? What does that mean, says Ibn Ezra? Is that we have suffered more than double the other nations throughout history. The Jew has wandered through every country, has been in the gutters of every country, has been hated by the upper class and the lower class of every country. And there is no culture which has suffered so much and been expelled so many times from any other country throughout the course of human history. The Mitzvot in the Barbanel says it refers to the Kiflaim, it refers to the two Bate Migdash, which destroyed the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Contextually speaking, this Haftarah actually finds itself right after Perek Lamatesin in Yeshayahu, after the whole episode, the narrative of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Why now, says the Barbanel? After you've seen all the miraculous salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Sancheriv, which occurred during the times of Chizkiyahu, where the troops, 85,000 troops, died outside the hills of Yerushalayim, he says, now be prepared to see the ultimate redemption in the future. That's going to act as a metaphor and a symbol for the future redemption as well. What does this metaphor of flattening the mountains mean? The Rav Hirsch says it's a metaphor of changes necessary in society for Mashiach to come, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring redemption. Values which seem to be so lofty and important in society are going to have to be flattened down. And Jewish values, important ideas which seem to be discarded and are in the valleys, are going to be brought up. There's going to be a leveling of the playing field of values in order for Mashiach to come. In the next section, that's the first section of the Torah. The next section of the Torah talks about the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the power of humans. And if you listen to this next section, it's very, very powerful descriptions about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to interact with the world and is going to interact with a human being. And it describes words which actually are reminiscent of some of our liturgy, of what we say in our davening. Listen to these words. Yovesh chatzir novel tzitz, right? Like dry, like the chaff, right? Ki ruach Hashem nashvah bo, because Hashem's wind blew across him. Achen chatzir ha'am, that's how the people are. Yovesh chatzir novel tzitz, udvar lekenu yakum ha'olam, but Hashem's word will be forever. And so all these just the karaya edra yireh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead his people like a shepherd, and describes how lowly, how humble the rest of the nations of the world will be compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Notice that these are all very the words which we see used later on in Unatana Tokef, where it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of time calling upon this great shofar. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kvakaras ro'eh, droi ma'vir tzonera atach ha-shivtoi, kein, kein tavi v'tispo v'timne v'tivkot nefesh kol chai, v'tach toch kitzo l'kol b'riyos, v'riyo v'tichtov es gezar dinam. Later on, where we just say in Odo Nyasodom Me'ofar, in the Pasuk, in the liturgy, in Arashon and Yom Kippur, we say Kechatzir Yovesh, Kechatzitz Novel, Kechatzitz Novel. These all come from our Haftorah describing the frailty of the human condition as well. What is this prophecy about grain mean, chaff mean? So the Mitzvah 6 says it refers to the world Gog and Magog, the apocalyptic war at the end of time where all the nations will melt away like hay which is on fire. Rashi says it refers to the idea that human beings are temporary. They can get destroyed. They're worth very little after death. Don't depend on them. Depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is eternal. And that's the message over here. It's not talking about the apocalypse. It's talking about the end of time. Finally, the Haftorah now closes off. We're removing the Pasuk Yud Beis to Chav Vav, where it describes the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who can measure the earth? Who can measure the length of the heavens? Who can weigh the sand and the oceans? Sounds very much like the end of Eov, where Hashem speaks to Eov about the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wields. Who is the person who knows all of this, Hashem asks? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu accountable to? The nations are like a drop on the outside of a bucket compared to the contents. They're like a thin dust on the scales. There's nothing, he goes on to describe, there's not enough wood in the forests of Lebanon or animals sufficient to sacrifice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So powerful descriptions. He describes the worthlessness of the nations of the world, and he describes their idols made by their craftsmen used to make beautiful wood, but in the end of the day, how impotent are their deities? And he says, how do you know the truth? He says, well, you can work out logically, you can hear it from a master who knows, you can find it through tradition, you can see it in the very earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the earth and over the earth. The earth is like these small insects, and he spreads himself out over the heavens like a tent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the leaders empty and void. All these descriptions of power. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the most powerful description at the end of the Torah in describing his power, lift up your eyes heavenwards and see who created these. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a name, a destination, a role for every one of them. No person is missing or lacking. Very powerful description over here. Notice that when describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, this actually reflects a pasuk which is said in Parshas Kisisa, when it describes how the nation of Israel about to serve the Avodah Zarah, the idol of the Egel Azav. It describes that the nation of the people said, "Vayamru Eile Elohecha Yisrael Asher Aluchem Eretz Mitzrayim." These are the gods who took you out of Egypt, and they started serving the Egel Azav. The Midrash points out that what is missing over here is the me. When you look at the Eile, you look at the Vayomru Eile Elohecha Yisrael. These are your gods, Israel. Look, these are powers. If you look around us in the world, there's so many powers, so many different powers and forces in the world around us. If we only look at the Eile, then we come to polytheism. If we look at the Mi Bara Eile, who created all of this behind it, then we come to the understanding that there is a greater power behind all of this. And the word Mi and Eile together form the word Elohim. Elohim is a combination of Eile and Mi. We have to be able to look higher, not just the powers we see around us. And this is true both in science and in history. To quote Rabbi Dr. Mendel Hirsch, his commentary on the Torah, and we'll close with this. This is really a description of all of Jewish history, because if you look at the Pesukim, it describes over here not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the past, but something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and continues to do. Why is it continues to do? Says Rav Hirsch very simply. He says the whole of history, as far as Israel and mankind at the same time look back to, has taught this truth in the most impressive actuality. From the revelations of God to the Egyptians, to the destruction of the Assyrian army before the walls of Jerusalem, it is always the same hand of God that we of a later period can look back thousands of years filled with awe when we do so in the light of this word of the prophet. Where is the glory of the pharaohs? Where are the empires of Nineveh and Babel and the majesty of the mighty Persian kings? Where is the Macedonian empire? Where are the dynasties of Ptolemy and the Seleucids who triumphed over its ruins? Where are the greatest of empire, all empires, Rome? And it is only chance that just for the founders of empires from Nebuchadnezzar and Alexander to Caesar and Napoleon, the most powerful world conquerors have never yet been granted the privilege to found a dynasty. Can we not read on the tombstones of all those great men the inscription on stones of history, the words of the prophet. Moreover, they were not planted, they were not sown, nor was their stem rooted in the earth. He blew against them, and they withered, and as chaff the storm bore them away. The words in our Rav Torah, true to the end, and here we still are. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, and that is truly the Nachama, which we hear in Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Have a wonderful, meaningful day, and a beautiful Shabbos.